Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Muthoot Capital Q1 FY24 earnings conference call hosted by Elara Securities Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Shweta from Elara Securities Private Limited. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you, Seema. Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of Elara Capital, we welcome you all to the earnings conference call of Muthoot Capital to discuss the Q1 FY24 earnings performance. From the esteemed management today, we have with us Mr. Ramandeep Gill, CFO, Mr. Matthew Smerkows, CEO. Without further ado, I now hand over the call to Mr. Ramandeep Gill for his opening comments, post which we can open the session for Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Seema. Thanks, Shweta. A very good afternoon to everyone, and very happy to converse with each one of you to showcase the results of Q1 of this financial year. The quarter remains stable in terms of business, but yes, the focus was to add various partners with respect to various products that have been offered by the company. At the same time, the topmost priority has been provided to the asset quality of the company, which always remains the key areas of the company. We'll talk about the asset quality also in detail. The accounts have been approved by the board on 8th evening, but first we'll share you the highlights of the results. Post that, our CEO, Mr. Matthew Smerkows, will be providing you the targets for the Q2. He will be sharing with you the broad strategy which the company will be adopting in the quarters to come. So let me begin with the quarter one results. The quarter one, as I said, the AUM of the company stood at 1,996 crore, wherein the company has done a business growth of 201 crore, which has taken the balance sheet at 2,236 crore. The total number of the customers stood at 468,407. However, if we compare the PAT of the company and returns of the company, the profits of the company stood at 18.03 crore, which recorded a growth of 26.08% from the profit which we had in the Q1 of last financial year. Whereas if we talk about return on asset of the company, the return of asset of the company stood at 3.56%, wherein if we talk about the Q1, it stood at 2.80%, recording a growth of 27.14%. The ROE remains more or less the same, which is 14.50% for this financial year. It was 14.48%. Significant change can be seen in the leverage of the company, which has gone down from 3.8 to 3.3 and 3.6 of the last quarter to 3.3. The GNPA, as I said, the company has an opening GNPA of 431 crore when we opened this quarter, whereas closing stood at 424 crore. The overall portfolio, which we can see the efficiencies which companies have seen, in zero bucket, we have seen as much as 97% of the efficiencies. Whereas the portfolio that we have created in the last 12 months, amounting to 600 crore, having a total GNPA of 2.40%, and portfolio that has been created between 12 to 16 months, amounting to 18%, having a total GNPA of 3.40%. The capital adequacy of the company has gone more strong if we compare it with the Q1. It has gone up to 29.89% as we close this quarter, recording a growth of 47.24%. The overall number of the company that we have seen in terms of owned funds, the owned funds of the company, we have closed at 507.2 crore, whereas if we compare to the quarter one, it was 425.66 crore. The average cost of the company with respect to the cost of funding is 9.70%. We'll speak on that. the company in terms of recoveries, as I said, the NACH performance of the company has been specifically improved in this quarter, wherein our success rate, which used to be 35%, has gone up to 43% as we close this quarter. Bucket zero has always been a key focus, wherein we have tried, you know, to bring the entire team in house so that we can also save we can also have, you know, efficiencies in terms of recovery costs. Therefore, we have seen that we have achieved the highest efficiency of 97% in bucket zero. As I said in the last quarter, we have been going ahead with the co-lending partners. In this quarter also, we have added two more partners. With respect to our co-lending businesses, the total partners which we are having, they are having a total AUM outstanding with us at 253.34 crore, and each and every rupee stands at a standard asset. In terms of corporate book performance of the company, the corporate loan provided by the company stood at 160.33 crores, with the total number of clients outstanding at 35, and then everything remained standard. As I said, the total slippages which we have seen in terms of NPA was 35.95 crore, whereas in terms of recovery that company has seen was 42.61 crore during this quarter. The company has a total provision coverage ratio of 90.11%, which is as healthy, and provision for the stage 3 asset stood at 20.06%. With respect to the shareholding pattern, the promoter group continued to hold 62.62% of the company, whereas 23% has been held by the retail. The banks and financial institutions, NFI, FPI and NRI, they are holding 3%, and other corporate bodies are holding 5%. In the last quarter, the company has raised 129 crore of additional funding, which include adding one bank, and which also include adding the funding through NCD. As I said in the last quarter, we want to have a borrowing mix which contains working capital demand loan also, NCDs also, and term loans also. In terms of new banks that we are going to add, the banks have shown interest specifically after our Q4 results, and we are in touch with the banks. We have already received the term sheets of approximately 200 crore, but as per the requirements of the fund, we have been closing these banks. As far as working capital demand loan is concerned, which was quite a concern area in the last financial year, wherein our GNPA was high and, you know, banks were assessing the same. In this quarter, we have seen that each and every working capital, you know, that company has paid, we have been successfully able to roll it over. Whether that pertains to Union Bank, which we have done in the last financial year, Q4, or we can say the TMB Bank, IDBI Bank, Central Bank that we have closed in this quarter, plus IOB. As I said, the borrowing mix of the company, the 60% still comes from the banking loans, whereas 22% of the book is held by the securitization. The NCDs, which were close to, you know, 8% in the last quarter and 3% in the Q1 of the last financial year, now that has gone up to 11%. Whereas in terms of MLD, which was zero in the Q1 of the last financial year, has gone up to 5% as we close this quarter. The overall growth, as I said, the company has done extremely well, specifically in terms of maintaining the NPA levels and also adding various partners, because we know that from Q2 onwards, various festive seasons will be starting, and we need to have partners who can work as our extended arms in the quarters to come. Now, I would like to hand over this call to our CEO, Mr. Matthew Marcos, who will be providing you the overall strategy of the company for the company which we have adopted in Q1 and how we'll be able to perform in Q2. So, Mr. Matthew Marcos, over to you, sir.
Thank you so much, Amandeep. Very good afternoon to all of you. Very, very happy to connect with all of you once again, especially in the backdrop of the result that Amandeep has just announced. So, if you see that we have, you know, improved on all the parameters over Q1Q, we have shown steady improvement over all the parameters. And especially in the backdrop of the fact that, you know, we discussed last time on May 20th. So the initiatives that we discussed, the effects of that would have just started trickling in, and most of it would not have come in the Q1 results. But so the results of that we are seeing now. So the positive side is that Q1Q, our results have shown steady improvement, and we get into the festive season. The festive season in our country starts with Onam in Kerala. Kerala happens to be our biggest market. The biggest market for us had a drop in Q1, about 20-25% drop in Q1. But we were able to manage our disbursements at a steady pace. So, which would mean that our market share would have slightly gone up in that market, in our principal market. And with Onam coming in, we are seeing a lot of buoyancy in the market. As we speak today, we are already double of what we did last month so far. So, and that is, of course, a function of the activity in the market. So dealers are doing good business now. There was a lull in the last quarter, especially in the southern markets where we have more than 60% share. And these markets are showing a lot of buoyancy, and we expect that to reflect in our results as well. On various other initiatives that we have taken on bringing in operational efficiency, first and foremost is that we're moving to a new LOS, which will give us an end-to-end TAT of, say, 20 minutes. We'll be able to disburse a loan in 20 to 30 minutes. There's a poster in my room which says loan approval in 30 minutes. So I was, that of course was a dated poster, thinking where we are headed to. So that was a time when we had proposed loan approval in 30 minutes, and now we are talking about being able to disburse a loan in 30 minutes. So that is where we are heading to. That LOS will be up and running by the end of September. But yeah, we're moving it to UAT now. Overall, even outside markets, we have put up new teams. The entire sales force is there in place to cater to the festive season, which will be coming after Onam. Once Onam gets over, festive season starts in the northern part and the western part of the country. And so therefore, we really are looking forward to Q2 and Q3 with great hope. Hello?
Some of the Google questions now?
Sure, sir.
Yeah, a couple of more things. So last time we discussed about putting up a used car as a opportunity area for opportunity. So we have already started that. We have put up a full-fledged team, pan-India, for to kickstart our used car business. And we are happy to see the progress therein. We've been able to clock good numbers now. This month, hopefully, we should end up with about 5 crores of disbursement to start with. So that is on the new product initiatives. We also launched the PL product. This is being targeted on our existing base within the group companies. So that is another opportunity that we are pursuing. Yeah, so I think that's from my side. We can take questions.
Thank you very much. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Thank you. We take the first question from the line of Bhargav Jastif, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Morning, sir. This is Bhargav. Congratulations on good set of numbers. But I would like to know upon the AUM target for this year. Like from the last two or three calls, we have been listening that the target was earlier given for 2,700 and slowly to 2,400. And we still ended up with only 1996. So what is the target that you are focusing for FY24?
Hi, Bhargav. Ramandeep Gill this side. So Bhargav, yes, we spoke about that. And just to give you a glimpse on this target, you know, we have revisited the entire thing. And yes, 2,700 we have said, but somewhere we'll close somewhere around between 2,500 to 2,600 for sure. Why I'm saying this, as we have said, you know, we have added few partners now. For each and every partner, the limits have been set now, right? The limits are up and running. And earlier, you know, we were only relying on the business that is from MCSL. But yes, when we say, you know, these partners are behaving like our extended arms, right? So the targets have been set. So right now we are moving with them with a quarterly target, and I'm 100% sure whatever number that we have set, with a gap of approximately 5-10%, we will be able to achieve it for sure.
And one more question, if I can ask.
Yeah.
The thing is regarding the NPS. This quarter, as we are seeing, the opening balance was 431, and the new slippages are a little bit worrying because they are to the tune of 35.95. Is there any target that you put, because your last in Q4 you said your quarter and target will be 430 and you have achieved it.
Yeah.
This time, the new slippages are a little bit worrying. They came into 36. Although you recovered 45, the new are again 36. So is there any target for this year by... What is the percentage that you are aiming at?
Right. Thank you so much, Bhargav, for your question. So first of all, you know, I just want to add what I have said in the call. I have also told that, you know, we have added approximately 600 crore of book in last 12 months, which is showing overall GNP of 2.40%. This is one. If we talk about new slippages, we talk about new slippages in NPA. That there was a circular from RBI on 12th of November 2021, which says that, you know, once an NPA will become an NPA. So even if you know that will go as an NPA, you know, it has touched. But you know, we have been able to recover one or more installment from them. Even if we, you know, DPD of the customer stand at 60, still we are classifying them as an NPA. So new slippages contain both. And majority of the portion comes from these NPAs, which we call it internally as a soft NPA. And with respect to your next question, targets for this, yes, as I said, 424 crore was the target, 420 was target for Q1, but we ended up at 424 crore. With respect to Q2, you know, we are targeting somewhere around 410 to close the Q2. And in terms of closing this financial year, we are expecting our NNPA to be under 2.
Very last one, I missed it. For the full year, what was the number that you are looking at?
In the full year. So full year, we are expecting our NNPA to be under 2, below 2%.
That's it from my side. I will join you.
Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. We take the next question from the line of Pankit Cha from Dinero Wealth Private Limited. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi. Good afternoon, team. So, first thing on the used car side, the new business which you are trying to build, what would be our USP in that business? Because a lot of competition already doing it aggressively, that's Punawala, that's Piramal. So how are we doing it differently and how do we win the market?
Thanks, Pankaj. Matthews here, I'll take that question. Our USP in this product continues to be our customer base. So we have a group which has, you know, Muthoot Fincorp, Muthoot Microfinance. All the entire customer base of these customers graduate to a two-wheeler and then to a used car. Okay, so that is our primary focus. We will focus from the on the customer base of Muthoot Microfinance and Muthoot Fincorp. So that is our primary focus because there is enough space there already available. There is enough headroom for us to the target that we have set out for ourselves this year can be met easily by focusing just on the base. Other than that, we are doing all the regular stuff which is tying up with all the, you know, Maruti True Values and Mahindra First Choice, all those people to source business from the market. So, but primarily the focus will be within in-house and that is our customer focus. Yeah.
Okay. And so if we use the in-house customer base, do we have to pay some percentage to the group company or so the margins would be lower?
We pay a very smaller, when we compare it to a external DSA or a dealer, the payouts are much lower. But yes, we do pay. There's an internal RPP agreement that we have signed with each of these group companies.
So it'll be similar to a lower than the dealer payout structure?
Yes, it is lower than the dealer payout structure.
Okay. So now...
They complement us also in the fact that out of that, even for our two-wheeler base, we have today about 50% clearance through NACH and the rest 50% comes through customers walking into the MFL branches and voluntarily paying their EMIs. So they complement it as in collections as well.
Right. Got it. So coming to this, if I heard it right, you said 2,500-600 crore is the AUM target by end of FY this year, right? FY24.
Yes.
So probably your disbursements will have to aggressively start from here. And I understand that a lot of the customers which you will be targeting are group customers. So the sourcing would be quite quicker. So is this a right understanding? Or the partners which we have recently signed up, they will be aggressively scaled up.
So this is not just a one-way strategy. We have a multi-pronged strategy. So on the two-wheeler side, which is our bread and butter business, there, of course, we will be going aggressively on the in the dealership channel as well as through partnerships. Because they are all these customers are new customers to us. They, very small percentage of that comes from our group companies. While there is a portion, but it's a few percent. But on the car loan, used car loan, this because this is a new business and where our understanding, we are also learning this business. We would tread with caution on that, and there we will bank more on the group companies where we already have a credit history. We know those customers well. And therefore, and we've moderated our targets on this product to that extent. Okay. Partnerships for co-lending as well as BCs will continue to be our focus area. Because that gives us a disproportionate advantage of moving faster in some of these markets.
Right.
If I were to set up my own retail team and try to build it, it will take a lot of time for me to set up that team. But partnerships give me that advantage. So that will continue to be our focus.
And that comes with a much lower yield.
The yield is lower, but there is no risk on me because on the other one, the entire risk is on me. The collection cost is on me. Here, no cost is on me. The yield is clean income to me.
Got it. So now coming to provisions, we have 200 crore of excess provision. We are about to utilize it or probably write back. So what is the plan there?
Yes. So I'll take this question, sir. So, sir, what we will do is we'll be taking some call on this in this quarter itself, with how we are going to treat this provision.
Okay. So we'll probably PCR is already good, so we'll have to write back, right?
Yeah, most probably. Most probably, okay. But can't confirm as of now, sir.
Okay, got it. Again, on the, I think last call also, I had asked the same question. We are about to come out with a strategic plan of 3 to 5 years. That what is our vision? How do we want to? How do we see the business over the next 3 years?
Okay.
I'll take that question, Matthew. Here. So, next 3 years, we will look at. So, first thing is that we will not be a single product company anymore. So, we will have used car, used LCV, PL, all of these products going up and running. And for these policies have already been framed. As we speak, it's been rolled out also. So we will try to bring down our concentration of two-wheeler to about 50% or close to that, and rest of the products occupying that space. And on that is on the product side. On the partnership side, again, dealer business today contributes to about 75%. Co-lending is about 12%. Our branch business, which is business from MFL, is about 13%. So that also, dealers should come down to about 50%. Branch channel will contribute about 25%. Co-lending will be about 20-odd%. And BC partners and the other digital and all will be about 5%. So that's the way we see it.
Okay, okay. And we are also about to raise the capital for this growth, which we are expecting. So is there any progress on that front?
Yeah. So, sir, in terms of, you know, raising the capital, if you see a leverage as we speak, it's only 3.32 times, right?
Right.
So
right.
If we raise this capital now, then there will be a direct impact on the ROE, right? So what we will do is we'll assess the requirement again in Q3 and then we'll see.
Okay. And till what levels are we comfortable? Up to 5x or?
Up to, we can say up to 5, but yes, we'll start our work when we reach somewhere around 4 to 4.2, sir.
Okay. Okay. Okay, got it. I'll get back in the queue. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and 1 on your touchtone phone. The next question is from the line of Aditya Shroff from InCred AMC. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Yes, Aditya.
Yes, sir. I had two questions. So, first was the lower yields in co-lending. What is the stable spread that we are targeting?
Sorry, Aditya.
Pardon? So now that we are getting lower yields in the co-lending business, so, and we are also focusing on expanding this channel. So can we expect that the spreads are going to reduce the current 17% spread level are going to maintain, or whether these are going to increase or decrease further?
No,
sir,
I'll take
it.
Raman. Very good question, sir. So, you know, we have thought about it, and I'll tell you, you know, about the homework that we have done on it. So, sir, in terms of, you know, yield from the co-lending, yes, we are doing co-lending only in the areas and with the partners who are basically the subject matter expert of those areas, geographic, right? And who are there on those areas from last, say, 15-20 years, or who are having the experience of those areas. So we are entering with them. And the biggest thing is, you know, the whatever co-lending that has been sourced by them, right now everything remains as standard. So if we talk about, you know, OPEX on the co-lending, or if we talk about the cost of recoveries, which we have as of now, so I will say it's more or less zero, right? So if we talk about the net yield, we'll not find a gap of more than 1 to 2% for sure. But yes, one thing is for sure that, you know, this co-lending which we are getting, the asset remains standard, more than standard, I will say, asset remains zero days overdue, which gives a lot of comfort, and it also helps us, you know, in bringing down the overall GNPA level of the company.
Okay. Okay, sir. And secondly, so on the disbursement run rate, I wanted to understand. So has our monthly disbursement rate improved in this quarter? Because we had done around 200 crores in the past in one piece.
So I can't say you the number for this quarter as of now, but one thing is for sure that you will see a huge improvement in terms of business numbers, specifically in Q2 results. That is for sure.
Okay. Got it, sir.
Thank you. We'll take the next question from the line of Vinay Jadhwani, an individual investor. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah. Hi, Sam. Thank you for the opportunity. And some of the questions have been answered. This one is regarding, can you give some tentative figure regarding your three-year view, seeing where are you seeing the AUM 3 years down the view, or just a tentative figure, and the profitability also?
Okay. So, sir, I'll take this. In terms of figures, we are seeing comfortably, we are seeing 5,000 crore as our first target, though we'll be more than that. That is one. In terms of profitability, I'll say that our own funds would be somewhere around close to 800-850 crore. That is at base level.
Okay. And one thing more, during 2016, there was a dividend policy of around 25% payout. And from 2017, it has been kept at zero, citing that we'll be requiring funds for future growth. So could you give some light that from when we can expect some kind of a change in dividend policy? Because other companies which are also growing, they're also paying some kind of a dividend. So what kind of regarding this, what can we expect in future?
Yes. Sir, we are thinking on the same line, first of all. The last financial year, last financial year, we had a huge loss, right? So that's the reason in last financial year, the profits which have come is basically we can say that the profit has been plowed back to the business. And in this financial year also, the profits, our expected PAT would be somewhere around 15%-20% higher than the last financial year for sure. And then we'll be able to consider the revision in this policy for sure.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. That's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Hrishikesh Yadav from Robo Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah. Hi. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, could you share your disbursement targets for FY24?
Okay. So, sir, I'll take it. In terms of Q1, we have done a number of 200 crore, whereas Q2, Q3, and Q4 put together, we'll be doing a total business of somewhere around 1,100-1,200 crore. And that is something which I'm saying at base level. It will only increase.
Okay. This is, I believe, the net, this is the disbursement target you're saying, or the net addition?
Disbursement. Yeah. Disbursement only.
Okay. So basically, I think even last year, it was not very less than this. So why have we changed our guidance from 2,000? I think our earlier target was about 2,000 crores. So what exactly is the reason that we have revised the target down?
No. So there are two things right now. First is basically, as I said, it will be somewhere around 1,100-1,200 for the next three quarters, right? So we are targeting somewhere around the total business for this year would be around 1,500, including my Q1 also, right? But if we see great momentum that has been, we can see that in our new products that we are offering, then 100% sure, we'll be able to make this target somewhere around 1,600-1,700. But following a very cautious approach wherein we are monitoring our asset quality each and every time. As I said, for the last 12 months, we are having best asset quality in terms of GNPA of the entire business sourced. So whatever happened in last to last financial year in terms of increase in GNPA and all, we want to focus on that on the other hand too, sir. That's the reason we want to show a growth in the business. If we talk about the last financial year, the company has done a business of 1314 crore, right? 100%, you know, we'll be going somewhere around 1500 to 1600 crore in this financial year, and that would be considered as a very good growth. But yes, if we talk about GNPA comparison of last financial year and in this financial year, we'll see a sea change in that.
Okay. Okay. And so my second question is, why have our AUM and interest income have fallen this quarter? Is there any one-off there?
Yeah, yeah. No. So what so the answer to it is, in this quarter itself, our repayments were higher than the business that we have done. The repayments that has been received by us. Since it's a two-wheeler wherein, you know, the average time period of the product stands at somewhere around, you know, 2 years itself. So repayment is always on the higher side, right? But that is something which I'll say that that's the Q1 of this financial year wherein we have seen this trend. With quarters to come, our total business would be, you know, way higher than the repayments.
Okay.
And you will see a growth in the AUM and interest income simultaneously.
Okay. Okay.
I will add to that. See, currently we are the, I don't know, 91-92% of the book is two-wheelers. So average tenor is about 18 to 24 months. And when the moment we add used car and used LCV, the average loan tenor will tend to be between 36 to 48 months. The runoff on the book will be much slower. So on the portfolio that we will add, the AUM growth will be much larger compared to what it is. So if you are comparing a disbursement vis-a-vis AUM growth, it will not be the same as in the past.
Okay, true. Got it. And also, I think to the earlier participant, you mentioned around 15 to 20% PAT growth. Is this on a consolidated basis you are saying? 15 to 20% PAT growth for this year?
Wait. Yes.
Okay. Okay, got it. And just one last question. What would be the future bifurcation between used car and two-wheeler portfolio?
So maybe in the next 3 years, two-wheeler business will be at about 50%. This year, the disbursements would be high, but on the AUM growth, your used car business will continue to be a minor player because the AUM growth will happen slowly.
Okay. Got it. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one on your touchtone phone. The next question is from the line of Rahil Shah from Crown Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello. Good afternoon, sir. Am I audible?
Yes,
Mr. Rahil.
Yes. Hi. Apologies if this is repeated, but I'm not sure if you stated this. But I just wanted your outlook on the ROA for the full year and also the cost to the income. So what has led to the increase, first of all, in the cost to income? And yes, if you can just provide the target for the year. Thank you.
Yeah. So, sir, I have heard your second question for sure. That is for cost to income. Yes, in terms of cost to income, we'll see that, you know, the income has fallen down, right? So that's the reason, you know, you'll see that numerator is getting down, whereas the numerator stands at fixed. That is the reason we have seen a jump. And second thing is, you know, which is contributing to is basically we have seen a slight increase in the finance cost. On the other hand, we have seen the similar decrease in the OPEX also. Because as I said previously in the call, that we have been able to reduce our cost of recovery. So one reason which is contributing to it is basically the denominator, which is an interest income. We have seen the drop there. That's the reason our cost to income is showing at a bit of higher side. Sir, can you repeat your first question so that I can answer that as well?
Sure. It was on the ROA, the return on assets.
Yes. Tell me.
Yeah, what are you expecting for the full year? Your target
ROA target.
What are you expecting for the full year is what he is asking.
At what level of ROA?
Achha. So in terms of ROA, you know, we are expecting somewhere around 4.5 to 5%.
4.5 to 5.
Oh yeah.
Okay. That's it from my side. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pankit Shah from Denario Wealth Private Limited. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi. So, actually, I wanted to ask on the yield and the cost of funds side. Basically, we have seen our yields dropping significantly last quarter, around almost 200 dips. And at the same time, our cost of funds have improved. So, how should we read this? What are the reasons behind it? And does this trend continue?
Yeah, yeah. So, Pankit, if we see P&L as a whole, right, see only two things, because those two things are on this slide. But I would like to explain you. The yield is basically the factor of what we are doing in terms of average. If we are doing your own business with a GNP of 4%, you will be getting a yield of 21% odd, right?
Right.
If you are doing a co-lending with a yield of 15% odd and a GNP of 0, then yield is basically a combination of that, which you are seeing.
So this quarter it was higher of co-lending.
Yeah. Not higher of co-lending, I'll say, but yes, you know, we'll say the 40 to 45% was contributed, right? But that's the reason, you know, we have also seen that you know our OPEX or our GNPA, you know, remains stable, and our GNPA for the last financial year has gone down significantly. And now second thing on the cost of fund, yes, the cost of fund was the result of the borrowings that we have taken in Q4, right? In this financial year, sorry, in this quarter, we have taken the funding only from a bank, and one NCD has been raised since we already have, you know, funds in hand. So that is basically a multiplying factor that is carried forward from the last quarter itself. I hope, Pankit, I have answered you.
Yes. And so next thing, last quarter, what recently you gave the guidance of 1500 crore disbursement this year. Does this include the co-lending piece?
As I said, the co-lending partner have been added, right? But we, end of the day, you know, we need to see that what we can offer in terms of yield to them, right? If we go aggressively, then we can go somewhere around, you know, including co-lending, we can go somewhere around 1800 odd CR as well. 1500 is something which I say overall as a base figure for the company.
Right. So why I'm asking is because last quarter, if I'm not wrong, what we had discussed is 1600 crore target was on organic basis and 750 was a co-lending target. So total disbursements target for the year was at 2,300 crore plus minus. Mm-hmm. And from there we are significantly coming down to now 1,500 crore. So that's what I'm thinking. What has changed in this last one quarter? What has changed in 3 months?
Nothing has changed. It's all about, you know, it's since, you know, Pankit, you know, we spoke that it's basically that what sort of yield do you want to have your on your portfolio, and wherever you are comfortable in terms of geographies and areas, you know, we can do it. If we want to do the same number of business with GNPAs on hand, right? Then in Q3 results, you know, I'll be saying that, you know, though we have done 500 crore, but we have also done 6% of NP on that. So that is something we are considering it quite carefully. Yes, you know, when you plan things out, when you plan for a higher ROE and EPS for the shareholder, you tend to tweak the things, but that tweaking should be in the favor of the shareholders itself. So we have taken that. We have also considered the two opportunities here. One, to be there in the markets wherein we are not as of now. That's the reason we have adopted this co-lending piece. Second is basically to make sure that the overall.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
We lost the line. Line is but disconnected. So just to add to what Ramandeep was saying, see, there are geographies. We are operational in more than 20 states overall. Okay, and there are geographies where our retail team is very strong, and there are geographies where we are not that strong on the retail side. So we have gone for co-lending partners. Now all markets don't perform similarly every month. For instance, first quarter was not good for Kerala. It was about 25% down, and for Karnataka also it was flat, which are very strong markets for us. So therefore, the percentage of the co-lending went up as a function of these two markets not performing as much. But now with Onam coming in, these markets will outperform. So then the share of retail will automatically. So that is the thing which keeps this percentage moving.
Right.
So it's a seasonality factor also in this system.
Right. I understand, sir, but just a concerning part is the change in your targets, what we are saying, from 2300 to 1500. It's a huge difference. So that is something concerning. But of course, from a business point of view, you guys are the best person to take a decision.
Yeah, so we will want to continue to be open to all opportunities available. So,
And sir, what led to the drop in the business in Kerala and Karnataka last quarter?
No, that is not because of us specifically. General industry.
In general industry only. I'm asking, what was the reason for that drop?
So, largely, what I believe is that manufacturers could not supply the needed models. So for instance, Kerala is about 65% is a scooter market, and Honda is the biggest player there. Honda had supply constraints. Those are the reasons. So there was a supply side constraint.
Okay. And now we are seeing all that coming back.
Yeah. So now dealers have adequate stock, because in which ways Onam is the biggest thing in Kerala. So all the manufacturers are geared up.
Okay. Great. All the best.
And in fact, manufacturers have also their own plan. No, so for instance, in Onam they will give it to Kerala. For Diwali they will not give to Kerala. They will pump in the north and west, stuff like that. So that's the reason why this seasonality kicks in.
Right.
And Kerala will have monsoons in June, July. So that again is a dampener on the overall sale. Based on that, manufacturers do their planning.
Right. The last point, sir, we are seeing the EV trend also picking up across towns also, or in the city it is there. So have we started our disbursements to EV side?
Yes, we have started EV. We started our EV, and we have also got into some strategic tie-up with a couple of EV partners.
Okay. And how is the competition there? Are there a lot of players, or it is better, the competition is better than a normal IC?
No, there also we have enough players now. So that is also, that side is also heating up. A lot of competition there as well.
Okay.
In fact, the main OEMs, bigger OEMs who are into the normal petrol vehicles are also coming up with electric models now.
Right.
That will add to competition.
Okay. Good. Okay. Thank you so much. All the best.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks, Ramandeep.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Aditya Shroff from InCred AMC. Please go ahead, sir.
I had one question in terms of the co-lending arrangement. So in case an account brought in by a co-lender becomes an NPA, what will be our percentage of the liability in that case?
So the arrangement with our co-lenders is that before the account slips into NPA, they will take over. So the moment it crosses 75 days, they buy it over. So no account will move to NPA.
Okay, got it.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for the day. I would now like to hand the conference over to Ms. Shweta for closing comments.
Thank you, Seema. On behalf of Elara Capital, we thank the management of Muthoot Capital, to give us the opportunity to host the earnings call. Thank you and thank you all.
Thank you so much, everyone.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Thank you once again. I hope that we are able to address most of your observations. And very honest, we are super excited for the for this financial year, wherein Q2, Q3, and Q4 will be a game changer now. And the business volume is something which we also want to grow in this financial year in a large way. And slowly and steadily, we are on the verge of reaching that point. So I'm expecting, you know, larger business chunks will be larger business chunks with more of the funnels, whether it's Muthoot Capital, whether our co-lending partner or BC arrangement, it will come. So just to put together, we just want, you know, organization as a whole to do well. And we specifically need your support, need your prayers and best wishes as always. That's it from my end. Thank you so much, everyone. Thank you so much, investors. Thank you, Shweta.
Thank you all. Thank you all.
Thank you. On behalf of Elara Securities Private Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you.